Hello to everybody! Welcome back to My Life Community Radio Show Mondays. We have a special privilege, I feel fortunately, because we have an amazing actor. He is Owen Duffy. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having with us and spending time as well. So you are really welcome. I wanted to say congratulations. Congratulations because your performance was amazing, amazing, amazing. Oh my God, I saw the face of the people and you cannot imagine. His actor was great, smiling and crying at the same time. Okay. Incredible. Can you tell us why? Can you feel this is in all people?
As in, why do I think people were reacting to that?
Exactly. Sorry, because it's live and I feel a little scary.
Yeah, it's okay.
This fabulous actor makes me feel scary because it's not always I have the opportunity to do this interview, but step by step, I'll be relaxing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely not someone to be scared of. No, the film was an absolute delight to approach. I wrote and directed and produced it, so it was very much what we have a saying, it's my little baby, was this movie, and it was quite personal to me as well. So I think if people react to it in a way that they feel emotional, it's because it comes from a real place from me. I think when you watch any art, if the person who creates the art draws the story from a personal experience, it usually can connect with the audience. Yeah, so I think maybe that's why.
Incredible, incredible. I completely agree. Yeah. And I'm sure you love your job. And this is the reason making me feel, I want to everybody, this sentiment absolutely beautiful.
It is. People talk about the career of an actor or the job of an actor. I heard a saying a long time ago, somebody said, the job is amazing, the career is hard. And that's so true, because one of the biggest skills you can have as a creative is to be able to be happy when you're not working, because a lot of the time we're not working. And as an actor, I might work a few times a year and it might be on a job for 2 weeks and then a job for 1 month and then 2 days. And creating this short film actually was probably the most creatively fulfilled I've been in a long time. And it's because it kind of consumed me producing, directing and writing and acting. And it's a wonderful experience, and it's a wonderful process. The whole process from start to finish is just collaborative, a lot of people working together. So to have something that we all work together, and there was only three of us, to work together and create something from my mind, and now it's on a screen and now people are digesting and talk, it's a beautiful thing. I love it, but the career is hard. Job is great. Yeah.
The name's incredible. Forgive me, Father. Wow, it's really, really interesting. What did you think about this name?
Well, I initially had called it Excuse Me, Father, and it was because when somebody is making a confession in Catholicism, and I'm not religious. I'm more spiritual than religious. But in Catholicism, obviously I'm Irish, so I grew up with Catholicism. When you do your confession, you say, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned," and then you confess. So we just took the first line and said, "Forgive me, Father." But it was "Excuse me, Father," because when we shot the film, I made a mistake and I said, "Excuse me, Father." So then we called it that. But then we had one take where I said, "Forgive me." So we chose that. Yeah.
Everybody need to see that because it's incredible. It's really funny. Mm. Fantastic, fantastic. What was your favorite scene to film?
This is going to sound kind of backwards, but we shot the film on two separate days. And the confession, we shot all of my parts on their own. And I just had a friend read the opposite lines. And then we shot the priest on a different day and I read the lines back to him. But the actor who plays the priest is Ciarán Hinds, who is a huge Irish actor. He's probably one of our most successful actors. He's Oscar nominated. He's had a massive career. He's worked with Steven Spielberg. And I worked with him on a TV show the last few years. So I asked him, would he be in it? Thinking he probably won't, he's Hollywood. But he said yes. And my favorite part was probably shooting his bits. But I was actually directing in that moment. I wasn't acting. But we had him for one hour. And he was incredible. And I was directing for my first time, Ciarán Hinds, who was directed by Spielberg and Scorsese. Wow. And so it was a very surreal, very grateful moment. And that was probably my favorite. Wow.
Mm. See, when I saw him, remind me, what is the, I don't remember the actor of El Padrino. The father's father, exactly, same in Spanish.
Yeah.
Remind me, he's, when I saw him, I was thinking, who is?
Yeah.
But he's incredible.
Yeah, he's an incredible actor. And before he speaks, you still cannot stop looking at him. Like, he just has so much emotion in his eyes and face. And he's been working for like 40, 50 years in stage and in Hollywood films, and so he's a pro. And it was a privilege he's my friend, so it's a privilege to have him as a friend, but it's also a massive privilege to work with him and direct him, which is crazy.
And you are absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you.
When I saw you, not sure what actor was the best, to be honest.
Yeah, thank you. That's a lot.
You are absolutely amazing. So
thank you. Thank you so much.
How do you prepare for a character?
Usually, just yes,
in general. Well, in general, and in this movie.
Well, honestly, I don't have one way. I did not study acting. I didn't go to drama school. I kind of started acting when I was 28. I just randomly, I had friends say, "I think you," and then I did a small course that was like 3 weeks, and I just went, "Whoa, wow. I love this," and I just kept going from there. So I don't have a process that is every time the same, which honestly can make me feel scared. But I think it's important. I hear actors say you should feel scared, but I actually agree, is like that fear is where you find solution. And with this particular job, because I wrote the film, I kind of knew the character inside out. I didn't feel like I had to do a lot because I knew the story so well because I wrote it, that when I had to shoot, I kind of just instinctually let it come out, you know? And it's a perfect role for me because I grew up in Dublin, and this character is a Dublin kind of very loudmouth character, and I speak a lot. So he speaks a lot, and it was quite the preparation. More so came in directing and shooting. For the acting, I was ready because I just knew the story so well. Yeah,
well, I like to hear that. Completely interesting. What is the hardest part of acting?
I think I mentioned it earlier, is staying positive when you're not working.
Wow, interesting.
Without a doubt, because the job is the fun part. That's the part you get to do what you love. When you're not doing what you love and your money starts low and you don't know when you're going to work again, if you can find a way of staying happy in your life outside of acting, I think that's the biggest skill you can have to be an actor. Yeah.
So nice. I'm impressed. Where the movie was made?
It was made in Dublin, in Ireland. Yeah, in Ireland. We shot all of it in Dublin, and we made the confession box. We built out of a piece of plasterboard wood, and we stuck them together, and then we cut a big square, and we put a heater, a radiator. We took the cover and we stuck it in. So that's just a grate, and then we just shined a light through and had some material and stapled. So it was very DIY, and we just shot it in Dublin, in a room that we put it up and sat in a chair. And
because you are originally from Dublin,
yeah,
but you are living in London.
Yes, yeah, I've lived in London for over 2 years now.
Why did you live there?
I think being in a big city, a creative city, Dublin is very creative, and Ireland is just so many amazing artists come from Ireland. But to network and to get to see a big community of creatives, bigger cities have the bigger communities. And I think I just needed a bit of a change. I was in Ireland, and all the casting directors, they got to know me. And I felt when I moved to London, I could build a network of getting to know the casting directors in London. Yeah.
Do you think European country have more offers, more opportunity than United States, for example?
That's hard for me to answer because I have never lived in the United States as an actor. I traveled when I was younger, but I wasn't acting at that point. So I don't know. I feel like the industry is definitely changing in terms of the opportunities that I can reach because of audition tapes. So I don't have to be one-to-one, face-to-face. I can record an audition and send it to New Zealand if I like. And that has kind of bridged the gap between you have to be in LA or you have to be in London. Or that day is not the same anymore. So I do think the opportunities are bigger, but only because you get to meet people and they remember you, not because if you're in Dublin, you can't get that job. You can send a tape, but you might get asked to tape because they met you in a bar in London, you know? So I think that's why living in the bigger cities does help. But I don't think it's a must. I don't think so, no.
For example, I was thinking about, I like this interesting when you were talking about, because everybody says the movie in United States, they are more fantastic. Because in Europe, all films, they are like a projected with the reality. What do you think about, Ong?
Yeah, I would agree that, unfortunately, the English-speaking, English narrative, and when I say English, I mean American English, the narrative films that they have more global, visibility. So if you're in a Hollywood movie or an American movie, you will be seen by everyone. If you're in a French movie, it might not get there. And that's unfortunately the reality. But I always find European films are always way better. You know, I feel like they're way better than American films in a general sense. But I do feel like they're more independent because it's not all about money. It's about the story. And independent film is so interesting and so relatable. As for American movies, a Hollywood blockbuster is very like formula.
Exactly. Yeah. I completely agree because they are spend a lot of money, but then the message is not really interesting like in Ireland or like in Europe in general.
You say again?
Because they are spending a lot of money. Oh,
spending, yes.
And then the reality is false.
Yeah.
It's in opposite. The message is completely in opposite, like Europe.
Yeah.
Because they are not spending a lot of money, but the story is rich.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And even in like a when a lot of money comes into a movie, like producers and production, when all that money comes in, then there becomes more people saying the way it should be. Change this, change that, change. So as a filmmaker, the best case scenario is to have all the money with no one else involved. But when the money comes in, more people get involved. And that changes the story a lot of the time. But to answer your question, yeah, you have more opportunities if you're in an American film. And that's just because of visibility, because people will see it. As for a smaller independent movie, not many people will see it. But again, even that's starting to change because people can release it online now and just hopefully if they try market it online, more people see it. And that's all we want, is people to see our story. Well, that's, yeah.
Did you enjoy or do you like it? What's your opinion about the Spanish movie in general?
Spanish movies, if I'm honest, I don't know a lot of Spanish movies, but I would say that a lot of Spanish actors are like Narcos when that came out, like in a lot of
Narcos.
Yeah, bad example. but like I watched a lot of Spanish actors. I saw last night, no, not last night, like 4 nights ago, I saw The Invite, which is a movie with Penelope Cruz. And she's phenomenal in it. She's brilliant. And that's with like Edward Norton and Seth Rogen and Olivia Wilde.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. So
Javier Bardem.
Yeah,
for example.
Yeah. Exactly. No Country.
It's incredible. He's a fantastic actor.
Amazing. And is Benicio del Toro?
Sorry, second.
Benicio del Toro, is he Spanish? No, he's
no, maybe from Mexico. To be honest, I have no idea.
I can't remember.
But it's not from Spain because no. I know.
Yeah. but yes, the actors I do know and they're incredible. But I haven't seen that many Spanish films, so I can't.
It doesn't matter. You are welcome to watching, yes. And especially to the festival in Seville.
Yes.
The cinema festival is incredible. Every year will be worse. Much better and better and better. Yeah. Sorry. You are welcome.
Oh,
and I want to introduce him if you like it with amazing actor. You were spending a nice time.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Every year, the movie was the representation of some country in Europe. Right. And I remember 10 years ago was from your country.
Okay.
From Ireland. So I'm not sure this year what country will be. Right. But maybe if you are my favorite country is your country, so it will be.
Well, hopefully. Is it a... What type of film festival is it? Is it short films or feature?
No, it's everything, documentary, everything. So you can imagine it for 2 weeks. It's too much. And then the beautiful thing is you can talk with all actors. This is funny. After making the movie, you can, after watching the movie, sorry, you can talk with everybody, and then some special occasion, you can drink something with
them.
Yeah,
of course. That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
So, did you live in London, but did you miss your country?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I miss my people, my family and my friends. Like, it's so close, though. I mean, I'm here in Galway now, and my sisters were here for my film yesterday, and they drive home in 2 hours. So, like, I fly back in 2 hours to London. So, I see my family a lot. But there's so many Irish in London, so I still have my people, okay. You know. But, yes, okay. Of course I miss them. From time to time, yeah.
What inspires you to become an actor?
My story is quite different. I think when I look back now, I can see I was always performing as a kid, but I never saw acting as a job, or I didn't have any examples in my life that was like, oh, you can do this. So I didn't start until I was 27, 28. And I think the only thing I can say what inspired me was the feeling when I first did it was just like, oh, wow. Like, but I think what inspires me is enjoying your life day to day. And if I was in an office, I would not be happy day to day. So once I started acting, I just want to enjoy my day. And if I enjoy most of my days, I have a good life. And and acting, I enjoy a lot of my days.
Beautiful. I'm really lucky to hear that because I love it. I love this way. What has been your favorite role so far?
I suppose that question I can answer in two ways. One can be, what was your favorite role because of the job? And then one is, what's the most fun character? So my favorite role would probably be, I am in a TV series called The Dry, and it's on RTE in Ireland and ITV in London. And we did 3 seasons. And I was on that show for 6 years. And I met some of my best friends on that show. And the show was just an incredibly lovely set to be on. So that's my favorite job. My favorite character and fun I had might have been a job I did in the summer called The Revenge Club. And it was about a lot of couples who were in like AA meetings because their ex-partners were either abusive, like they were divorcees. And I played a really dark monster boyfriend. And I'm not like that. So it was so fun to be this horrible bad guy, you know. That could be weird to say, but I enjoyed it a lot because it was so far away from me, you know.
You're fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What do you prefer, the theater or movie or film?
So I have never done theater.
I'm curious.
I've only ever done screen on TV, and I've always had more of a connection to television and TV. I feel, for me, it feels more grounded in real life, as for I find it a lot more difficult to be watching a play and fully lose yourself in the world. As for in a movie, I feel like you can lose yourself in the world. But that's opinion. That's me. I don't think I'm right or wrong about that. I just think it's, for me, I think I find it easier. Okay. I find it easier to lose myself in film. But that's me. Yeah.
Interesting. Not only for curious, because who is your favorite actor?
When I grew up, my all-time hero was Jim Carrey.
I like it because you make me feel smiling all the time. So.
I love Jim Carrey, and Robin Williams was a big actor for me. Current actor, because Jim Carrey kind of doesn't act as much anymore. Maybe there's an English actor named Stephen Graham, and I just think he's fantastic. But he's very different to Jim Carrey. Like, his work is very like raw and sad and gritty. Jim Carrey's the opposite. So, but yeah, I have to always say Jim Carrey. Yeah.
Funny. For me, you are much better than him.
Thank you.
For Irish people.
I don't agree, but that's okay.
What are your career goals on?
Again, this might sound very, I don't know. I just want to enjoy my days. So right now I'm enjoying my days. But career, I suppose, I just began a production company called Good Crowd Films with my best friend, and we both produced this film, Forgive Me, Father. So my goal in the next year is to make more films under my production company, and hopefully then make a feature full-length film. Yeah.
Your favorite movie?
Dumb and Dumber. comedy genius from Jim Carrey.
But have a look. For me, it was really old movie, but incredible. Do you know, many years ago, In the Name of the Father?
Oh, amazing film. Daniel Day-Lewis, yeah.
And he's from Ireland. He's from here.
Yeah, so he's from... I thought he was fully Irish. He's actually got British parents, and he was born... I can't remember, but he's not... He's like a mix, but he's incredible.
Incredible. I'm talking about many years ago. But always is in my heart. It's incredible, the representation of amazing movie.
Yeah, his performance in that was, and it's based on like a real story, and his performance is just incredible in that film. But he is literally one of the best actors ever. So like, yeah, we're watching.
Well, maybe it will be you.
Who knows? Who knows?
Unfortunately, we have no more time.
That's okay.
But you can imagine the happiness way. I was so happy with you.
No, honestly, thank you so much for asking me to be here. So it's a pleasure.
We will enjoy a lot, and I hope everybody have the privilege to hear you, because he's fantastic. And please don't forget to watch in the movie, because it's... the representation and everything. I cannot talk more, because all words is beautiful, fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so
much. Amazing.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
So, Forgive Me, Father is the name. Don't forget it. Everybody need to watch it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I hope everybody will be fantastic like us. See us next week with more art and a lot of things to do. I'll say bye-bye, goodbye, hasta luego.
Yeah. I'll see you at the Seville Festival.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Antonio Arana, NGO, Just Cause. We are working for support to all artists, all Irish people, all Spanish people as well. So.
Great. Thank you so much.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Okay, bye.